Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Welcome, Boomers, to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holz. If you missed last week's show, we talked to Mark Osborne, owner of Active RX. He told us what we need to know to stay strong, incorporating strength training into our fitness routine to help us retain muscle mass and strong bones. Don't worry, if you missed last week's show, just go to letstalkboomers.com. All right, Boomers, let's talk about some upcoming events. How about a horse race? The 21st running of the Charleston Cup Steeplechase, sanctioned by the National Steeplechase Association, is one of the premier sporting events in the Carolina Lowcountry, offering spectators the opportunity to experience live horse racing at its finest. This event is tomorrow, Sunday, November 9th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Plantation at Stono Ferry in Hollywood, South Carolina. The tickets are only $25. For more information, call 766-6902 or visit charlestoncup.net. That's charlestoncup.net. And have you ever wanted to learn ballet but never did? Well, it is not too late. The Classical Ballet Center in Somerville is offering a class for adult beginners. I think that would help with some strength training as well. The class is Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at 622 Old Trolley Road, Suite 130 in Somerville. The registration fee is $60 and tuition is $72 a month. So now's your chance. Just call 871-7222 or visit classicalballetcenter.com. That's classicalballetcenter.com. How about you music trivia buffs? Here's another fun event in Somerville. It's open to all music trivia buffs, and best of all, it's free every Wednesday night beginning at 6:30 p.m. Just go to Pug's Tavern at 109 Holiday Drive in Somerville. You may play as a team or individually. Full dinner menu and bar available, and prizes are given. So bring your friends, bring your family, and call 261-2121 for more information. That's 261-2121. And are you ready to get into the holiday spirit? It's not too early. On Wednesday, November 12th at 6:30 p.m., get a sneak preview of the Holiday Festival of Lights at James Island County Park. Enjoy a family-friendly, two-mile, non-competitive fun run and walk. After reaching the finish line, participants are invited to enjoy all that the festival has to offer. The race fees are only $12 for ages 3 and up. For more information, visit the Charleston County Parks website at ccprc.com. That's ccprc.com. And the holidays begin with Thanksgiving, which is just around the corner. It's not too early, again, to get ready for that. Definitely. On Monday, November 17th at 6 o'clock p.m., a little more than a week away, join Natalie Dupree in Southern Season in Mount Pleasant and learn how to cook up a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet. Natalie Dupree, of course, needs little introduction. She's the author of 12 cookbooks, and her name is synonymous with great Southern food. She'll help you prepare everything you need for a perfect holiday buffet. Don't miss this rare opportunity. The price is $50, and you can find more information on this and other calendar cooking events at southernseason.com. That's southernseason.com. And Boomers, did you know that according to Forbes magazine, there are between 8,000 and 10,000 baby boomers reaching age 65 every day in America? And it's around that 65th birthday that boomers feel especially motivated to sell their house and move on. Woohoo, right? But is this a good idea? Should we downsize? Should we move to a type of retirement community? And how can I find a buyer for my home, particularly since it's our greatest asset for retirement security? Deborah Whitfield, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors and a presenting sponsor for Lex Top Boomers, will answer these questions and more when we return from our short break. This is Let's Talk Boomers with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, a 55 plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. As I mentioned before the break, boomers are reaching the age of 65 to the tune of 8,000 to 10,000 daily. And many are looking to sell their homes and downsize. But what are our options? To explore this ever-evolving topic, I am so pleased to have with me today Deborah Whitfield, a realtor, seniors real estate specialist, and a presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. I'm so glad to have you here, Deborah. I was getting ready for today's show. I came across a Better Homes and Garden article that stated in 1996, the number one criteria for a place to retire was climate. This year, it was the cost of living and health care. So it's no surprise that South Carolina is consistently ranked as number one or two as a top state destination for retirement. What are some of the other reasons in addition to those?
Well, Rebecca, I've been a realtor for 10 years. And most of that time specializing and working with the boomers, retirees, and seniors. And over the last 5 years, every year I've seen an increase, tremendous increase year over year of folks retiring and coming down to the Charleston area. And they're really interested in our cost of living. The big reason is taxes. They want to get away from the high taxes up north, the climate, but then again, the health care. Because, you know, as they age, unfortunately, a lot of folks need more and more health care services. So, you know, we have some of the top hospitals in the state here, and that's one of the other reasons that it's attracting the boomers and the retirees.
And also, they're looking for health care because they want to stay active in their new community. They want to volunteer, work out, take classes. So tell me about the concept of a community within a community.
Well, what I'm seeing, Rebecca, is, for instance, there's one active adult community in our Tri-County area. And it started being built in the late 80s. And a lot of folks that bought in there at that time, you know, a lot of them are in their 80s. Mm-hmm. Some of them, unfortunately, have moved on for one reason or another. And we're having a turnover and bringing in younger folks. It is age restricted, so you have to be 55 and over to live there. But what is happening is some of these folks are still working, and what I'm seeing is, I just love this, is some of them, if they can't get home in time and they have a little dog and they need the dog to be let out, they'll call their neighbor who might be in their 70s or 80s and ask them to take the dog out while they work late that night. And, oh, by the way, do you need anything from the supermarket? Can I pick you up some milk or, you know, some sugar or whatever? So it's a community, different ages. Yes, it's 55 and over, but they're helping each other to age in place, so to speak.
Well, and my in-laws who live in Savannah and moved to that area 20 years ago did the same thing. They moved to Skidaway Island, the Landings to be specific, because it had a variety of ages. And they didn't want to just be in a retirement community. They wanted to have relationships with young and old. So it's wonderful to see that now in the Charleston area, we're doing the same thing. That's great. You mentioned that you've been a realtor for 10 years. Have you always been a seniors real estate specialist? And what does that mean?
Well, Rebecca, my background, I spent 24 years as a financial advisor. I came and moved to the Lowcountry area in 1989 from the New York metropolitan area. I had worked on Wall Street. I transferred down here with a major investment firm, had my own investment firm through the 90s, managed a financial planning firm in the early 2000s, and it's at that point that I went to classes that night and got my real estate license. Well, 2 years later, I decided to go into real estate full time. There were about 5,000 realtors at that time. I didn't know how I was going to make any money with 5,000 realtors.
And I bet there are more now.
Yeah. And well, we lost some and now we're gaining a lot more again with the market. But I came across this designation called a Seniors Real Estate Specialist.
Okay.
SRES.
All right.
And I earned my SRES designation in 2006 and decided to focus in on this market, helping the boomers, retirees, and seniors as they transition with their real estate needs. I took all my counseling and advising skills that I had in my investment background and transferred that into the real estate industry.
Well, it sounds like a very needed, specialized field, and I know that you worked very hard to get that, so congratulations. As an SRES, I'm a boomer. I want to downsize. Can you help me make my house more attractive to sell? What should I start thinking about?
Well, it's very good to have a realtor come in and sit down with you and look at your home and evaluate what you should do with your home to prepare it to sell it.
Like I told you earlier, hardwood floors got to be refinished, but you told me something a little bit different.
Well, you need to evaluate what needs to be done in the house to prepare it, because some things that you think that need to be done may not be worth your while. It may not be worth your while as far as spending the dollars to get the dollars back. So it's very important to have your house evaluated and looked at. And also, when you do put it on the market, it's really important to clear the clutter.
Probably the toughest part.
Yeah, and a lot of boomers, they've been in their homes for a long time. So, you know, clear your clutter. You're going to move anyway, so start boxing stuff, give stuff away. And it makes it much more manageable when you get ready to have to move.
Is that why I see those storage pods a lot in driveways and people are like starting to clean out their house?
Most likely.
All right. So now I've worked with you to make my house more attractive to sell. You're also going to help me figure out what my options are for downsizing in the low country. You're going to help me determine what is best for me. So how do you go about doing that?
Well, we need to figure out what's really important to you. Is being close to a hospital, you know, hospital facilities. Is that important to you? Are you a social person? Are you a physical person? You need to evaluate a lot of different goals that you might have for your next home.
So I kind of want to be proactive and not reactive. I don't want to wait until it becomes a crisis situation. I kind of want to think about for the long term, knowing that I am getting older, but what are my interests in life and what my physical requirements might be in terms of needing to get to doctors and things like that? Or am I looking for more of a social kind of a community?
Exactly. You just need to figure out. How I help folks is I have short-term and long-term goals. Short-term's less than 5 years. Long-term's over 5 years.
Oh.
And you might, you know, a lot of folks move to these active adult communities because they're still, you know, social, physical. They might still be working. But, you know, 10 years might go down the road, and then you might be looking at things like family, emotional, spiritual. So you might think, you know, at that point in time, I need to maybe move where my kids are to give me support with those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So really, you're going to help us age in place as we downsize.
Age in place, yes. Very and,
important.
You know, if universal design, which is designing your house so you can stay in that home till we have to take you somewhere else.
Okay. Well, we don't want to talk about that right now, but yes, I get it. All right, so I'm a sandwich boomer myself. I have kids still in school and I have aging parents. What if I want to bring my parents here from Virginia? I want to move them on my property. What are my options?
Great question. One of the things, the town of Mount Pleasant, I sat on their committee. I was appointed to the committee by the mayor. And it was affordable housing, but we ended up working on the accessory dwelling unit ordinance, which I brought up, worked on it, and presented it to town council, got it passed. And the town of Mount Pleasant is very forward-thinking in this, that you can build 850 square feet onto your home if your HOA allows you to, or you can build a freestanding building or build it over a garage.
Oh.
But the best part is that you could bring your aging parent to live with you in this little apartment, have a separate entrance, and have, you know, privacy, but yet security, knowing each other's there. Also, what's happening, too, is a lot of older folks, they have this big home. So what they're doing is building this little apartment type home and moving into it and then renting their house. So it helps with their income as well.
Never thought about that.
So that's one thing. And then there's a major home builder that's offering a home where several generations can live together, and it has a separate smaller apartment on the first floor that has a separate entrance and then also an entrance into the house. And that's a wonderful option for some folks. And if you need information on that, you can just get in touch with me.
Oh, great. So that home is probably a little bit bigger, maybe about 2,500, 3,000 square feet to accommodate that apartment. But not doesn't have to be a huge McMansion that we were all building 10 years ago. It can be reasonable in size.
Right. They're usually about 3,000 square feet.
Okay. That's manageable, of course. On a personal note, Deborah, you are a breast cancer survivor.
Yay.
Yay. That's right. That's absolutely right. How has that changed you?
I battled breast cancer. It was 3 years ago.
Wow.
And that year, I never owned the word cancer. I never took possession of it. I never saw myself as being sick. And I ended up one of the top 40 realtors out of 4,000 realtors that year in the Tri-County.
Wow. So it didn't own you?
No, it didn't own me. I just continued work as usual.
And as a result of that, on your life's journey, you have also met your husband, John, in a very modern way. I found this a great story on the internet. And so really, as a boomer, you are embracing your own motto, which is on your website. This is the first day of the best of your life. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, my husband found me on one of the internet dating sites, and we are a statistic of that it can and can happen. And I was single for many, many years and never thought that I would ever get remarried. But a wonderful man came into my life, and he was actually working in Saudi Arabia, and we Skyped for 3 months before we even met in person. So that's even an interesting way to develop a relationship. But we've been married 2 years almost now, and it's always the first day of the best of my life with my husband, John.
Well, certainly, Deborah, you embrace that, and you are a great example of a boomer who's not slowing down, and you're continuing just to age very gracefully. And I'm so glad that you were able to be here today and help our listeners with thinking about downsizing their home. They definitely need to contact you. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes, I just urge everyone out there, when you decide to make this move, to seek out a seniors real estate specialist. You know how you seek out a specialist with your healthcare related issues. A seniors real estate specialist offers that same level of expertise and training to ensure that your interests are protected in your next real estate transaction. And I bring a team to my clients. I have a team of financial, legal, and senior move managers and a few others. So you really get great service from my team.
Well, I know that for a fact. Thank you again, Deborah, so much for being here. To learn more about Deborah Whitfield, call her at 367-4845. That's 367-4845. Or visit her very informative website at 55plusrealestate.com. That's the numbers 55plusrealestate.com. You can get on her website and sign up for her twice a month newsletter.
Yes,
is that right?
Twice a month it goes out.
It's a wonderful newsletter. I encourage everyone to get that. And thanks again, Deborah, for being here.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a great show. I hope everyone's enjoying it.
Well, thank you. From the feedback I've been getting, they are. And again, this is Let's Talk Boomers, presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, our guest today, a 55-plus real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams with All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
I'm with Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, today's guest, Deborah Whitfield, a seniors real estate specialist, talked about boomers and downsizing their homes as they begin the next phase of their lives. But we didn't really talk about ways to financially make that happen. What advice do you offer?
Well, Rebecca, it just so happens that this week I had a client come in and they were talking about they had just sold their home and they wanted to downsize. So I shared with them an example of where they can actually go to closing and purchase this new downsized house with half the dollars that they would normally take if they wanted to pay it off and not have a mortgage. This is called a reverse to purchase. This is a new opportunity that's available through the reverse mortgage industry. And I would encourage your listeners to look into it. If they'd like further details, they can certainly call us at the Coastal Financial Planning Group.
That is excellent advice, Rick, and some very good information to know. You can learn more about Rick and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by calling 735-5065. That's 735-5065. Or visiting cfpgroup.biz. That's cfpgroup.biz. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rebecca. And thank you for the service that you provide to your listeners on Let's Talk Boomers.
Thanks. Fellow boomers, as we discussed today, many of us are turning 65 and thinking about downsizing to have more time for the next best part of our lives. But what if we have aging parents that still need us? Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcareliving services.com. This has been another Let's Talk Boomer show. On next week's show, we'll get answers to our questions about Medicare open enrollment with Kirk Matinere of Franklin & Associates. Open enrollment ends soon, December 7th, so you don't want to miss this show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate, a seniors real estate specialist with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.